Tech with Jess.
With Renault. Tech forward design. Google built in. And up to 50 apps. Rethink Renault.
Now, Jess Kelly's here to tell us what's going on in CES in Vegas. You're normally there.
I know, and I'm trying not to be absolutely devastated not to be there. This time last year, I can tell you, I was in the beautiful Hotel Fontainebleau, which is where NVIDIA held their press conference. I was sitting on a windowsill looking at the sphere as I was talking to you on my third coffee. But look, it's great to be in freezing cold Dublin. And there's a lot going on, as there always is. And surprisingly, because sometimes it's the weird and wonderful we talk about, but actually one of the tech players that we know and love is dominating headlines, and that is Samsung.
Why?
They have unveiled their tri-fold phone.
It's like a triptych that you'd see in a monastery in Moscow.
Or an accordion.
Three panels.
Yeah.
Spread out.
Three panels spread out. Now, we're still getting our heads around, and the Irish market indeed is still getting their heads around, a foldable phone. So there's two on the market at the moment, the one that folds over like a book and then the flip phone that, you know, would have been familiar from the 80s and whatever. But now Samsung is bringing out this tri-fold, which looks incredible. So when it's folded closed, it's a 6.5-inch screen. So a standard smartphone screen. But then you open it out and it turns into a 10-inch tablet.
Wow.
Which is phenomenal to think about it. Because
now, what about the seam? You haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it in person. I imagine it's the same sort of screen technology that we know from the folds. Now, I used a Samsung Fold for a little while. The seam is there, right? It has to be there. But they have developed this technology and tweaked the hinge to the point where it's not as obvious as it was. But for me, so I go around the office at the minute now. I've got my laptop, I have my iPad mini, and I have my phone. They each serve a different purpose. The notion that a phone, because the phone, the technology inside this phone would be as powerful as my laptop. It would be a bigger screen than my iPad mini. And it would have the convenience and the functionality of my phone.
Can you put three different apps on the three different screens?
No. So this is the big point. This is what some people are saying. So Huawei...
Because if I was going to multitask and I want to go into my contacts and I want to go into have them all in different screens.
No. So at the moment, the way it works is that when you unfold it with the three screens active, they bleed together to be one big display like a tablet. It's not the way the Fold phone works, which is you could have your email on one side and your calendar on the other. This just turns into one solid screen like a tablet. I do think there'll be a market for it, for sure. A lot of people are moving back towards the tablets for productivity, the Remarkable tablet, the iPads, the Samsung tablets. It makes pure sense. We always go back. Do you remember the good old days of the Samsung Note, which was a phone that we really, really loved and rated? Unfortunately, it disappeared. The form factor on this seems good, but the key question will be, how much money? Because we know phones are going to get more expensive with all that's going on in the world at the moment. This could be a 2.5/3 grand phone. And I don't think, as much as I'd want it, I don't think I could pay that.
Now, what about Fido Phone Home?
Yeah, I just thought this was cute because you love your dogs. This is it's essentially a little camera that is tied onto the collar of your pet. You can talk to them through it. It's kind of like a walkie-talkie for you and your Madra. You could tell them to come. You can play them music if you're here in work and they're at home on their ownio, or you can chat to them when you're away as well. You can also program it to call, to send you an alert if you get, you know, a notification if your pet is jumping, if they are sitting to beg, if they're doing certain actions, you can get notifications on your phone. This might seem nonsensical, but I guarantee you if this hit the shelves in the morning, it would sell out for sure.
Okay, now NVIDIA, you mentioned them, that you were at their press conference last year. They've had one this year. What are they saying about their future?
Yes, so this company, you need to pay attention to them because they are central to what's going on in the world of AI. So their last series, the Blackwell series, very much enables the Gen AI world that we're in now. They have now launched a new platform called Vera Rubin, and they say that it's all about enabling physical AI. So this is systems that can then reason, act, and navigate the real world. So you know the robot pets that have looked weird and futuristic and like something from Black Mirror, those type of robots that can not only perform functions, but as I say, reason, act and interact. So it'll be very interesting to see what that enables in terms of humanoid robots and all the rest.
Now, some of the calls coming in, I have an A15 phone. I find the phone very slow. Is this normal for an A15?
Yeah, it would be. The A is sort of the introductory level of the Samsung phones. It's always worth going in and checking what storage you have, making sure that you have a decent amount of storage available. If your phone is full, I'd always recommend having your photographs anyway booked up, backed up to the cloud. You can get cloud storage from £2 a month. So hopefully that would help.
Does Jess have any recommendations for digital cameras, a budget of up to €500?
Yeah, cameras is not an area that I'm overly familiar with because I use my phone all the time. But Canon have a really good range. There's one camera that I've been eyeing up over the last wee while. I think it's the G7 Mark II, which is great for video content as well as images, but they're quite spenny.
Can you ask Jess when the S26 Ultra will be released and at what price? I may be interested in trading in my S24 Ultra. That's from Joe.
So the way the Samsung calendar works is that they normally announce their S range flagship at the end of February, beginning of March, because although we're talking about CES today, Mobile World Congress is taking place in February. So it's usually at the end of February, beginning of March.
Do I need to pay for antivirus software or is the built-in protection enough?
Built-in protection. If it's a personal device, I'll tell you, put it this way. I don't have antivirus on my devices. I just use what's there built in.
Now, curiosity, my own tech question. I saw a podcast online about, and this was saying that there was going to be a move by Amazon north from Seattle to Vancouver and all the implications of that. A fellow called Robert Reich, well-known economist. So I decided we'd get in touch with him. So yep. Producer Niamh got in touch to say, could you do an interview on the show about this move north of the border to Vancouver and what it would all mean? And Robert Reich's people came back and said that was fake. A half an hour video showing Robert Reich, looked like him, sounded like him. It was completely fake.
Yeah, it's utterly terrifying. I have the video open here in front of me and I've been looking into it. It's posted, as you said, with the handle or with the headline, which says Amazon abandons, in capital letters, Seattle for Canada. There are keywords there in relation to President Trump, the border fee, backfires. It's very clickbaity and SEO, so search engine optimization friendly. That's the one thing. Second thing is the channel on which it appears is called Celebverse. And this is a channel that has, I think it's 6 videos as I look at it now. And it is your access pass to all in the world of dazzling celebrities. And every video on it is deep fake. So they have 3 of this Robert Reich. They also have 1 in relation to 50 Cent and 2 in relation to Sean Combs, a.k.a. Puff Daddy. And they're all deep fakes. And the idea...
And they're persuasive.
And they're very persuasive and they're very convincing. Now, the one thing I would ask is, when you saw this video, did you see the blink and you miss it moment that flagged that this was a deep fake?
I thought I saw edits.
Yeah. So when I...
But I wouldn't have been surprised if the guy is doing a half an hour spiel to camera. I wouldn't be surprised if they had to, if he fluffed a couple of times. And
oh,
they,
sure. Look, we've all done it.
Yeah.
But so when you play this video, so for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 10 seconds, this little warning appears here that says altered or synthetic content. And what that flags is that this was produced with AI.
That didn't come up on my viewing of it.
So this may have only come up subsequently because what's happening is people are publishing content, they're using keywords, they're using headlines, they're getting the clicks, getting the shares. And it's only when enough people have watched it that it's being flagged as AI that this arises. It is a massive problem and it further proves the point that we can't trust anything online.
Okay, last very quick question. My iPhone 14 battery barely lasts a day. Should I replace the battery of the phone?
I'd give the battery replacement a go. If the phone is still working fine, take it to a reputable retailer to get it swapped out.
Great stuff. Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent, thank you very much. Now, don't...
Tech with Jess.
With Renault. Tech forward design, Google built in, and up to 50 apps. Rethink Renault.